A recent study found that only 1 in 3 Americans can pass the U.S. citizenship test, which apparently is a very basic test. Well, this is not good news. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Our guest is a returning guest. His name is Jarrett Stepman. He writes for DailySignal.com, which is a publication of the Heritage Foundation. He wrote an article recently called Americans Have Almost Entirely Forgotten Their History. Jarrett, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you on again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, well, let's begin with the premise. Who cares about history? I mean, that's what some people say these days. You know, you bring out how ignorant the average American is today about our American history. Why does it matter?
Well, I mean, I think it's something that it's an interesting thing because in modern times we are so likely to promote what we call democracy over and over again. We want more democracy and more democracy in our system. How do you have things like democracy if you have an uninformed citizenry? I mean, we the people determine the laws in this country. We determine our own destiny and our future. It's important for us to have an understanding of the past. It's important for us to understand a basic civics. I mean, we live in a republic. We don't live under an authoritarian government. I mean, yes, there are many governments in the world where it matters very little because the government simply tells the people what to think and what to do. But those are tyrannical forms of government. We're a free people. It is up to us, ultimately, to educate ourselves, and we should have institutions that inculcate the values of citizenship, which is really the foundation of the American way of life. So I would say it is quite disturbing to see that Americans are really losing a grasp of not just the intricacies of history, but the very basics of who we are and what we are as a people. It's a little disturbing.
Yeah. Now, it's one thing to deal with history that would be arcane. In other words, like the historical tidbits and facts and things like that, that really don't matter. It's another thing when you're talking about basic stuff. I mean, here's one thing I this is almost more for fun, but, you know, who was the first president of the United States? Well, you're expected to say George Washington. But technically, the first president of the United States was John Hanson because he was the first president elected under the Articles of Confederation, 1781. And those were annual elections. It didn't work out too well, and they had to restart the whole thing. 1787 gave us the Constitution then, and it was ratified a year later, and George Washington sworn in 1789. So that's one thing. It's another thing when you're talking about these basic facts on the citizenship test. Why don't you describe that test itself, the citizenship test?
I mean, it basically asks simple questions like how many branches of government we have. It asks essentially who the United States fought in World War II. I mean, and these are really simple questions. And I think what was a little disturbing about this essay is how ignorant some people were of, I mean, really basic things. I mean, one of the things that they found that only 24% knew the correct answers to why the colonists fought against the British. I mean, these are not extreme questions. This is not a gotcha question. This is not a Jeopardy. These are kind of basic things about the framework of our government. Things you need to know, in large part, especially dealing with the branches of government and how they work. These are things you need to know if you're going to make an informed decision about our future and what it should be. I don't think these are extreme things. I think these are things that should be, most people expect to be learned at the kind of primary level of education. People should be learning this in elementary school and in high school. But at this point, I have to say, I mean, there's been a real failure to educate in this country, and it's worrying for our future that there's now a generation, maybe two, that simply has not been educated with this. These are citizens of the United States, and I think we've really been let down.
Yeah, and then they go out and protest, you know, where they get out of their parents' basement and go out and protest. And sometimes when some of these nasty protesters have actually been asked questions, man on the street style, they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know why they're there. They just know, you know, oh, well, this is what we're supposed to protest.
Well, absolutely. I think one thing that really disturbed me, this was last year, there were protesters at the University of Wisconsin asking to take the Abraham Lincoln statue down. They had a variety of reasons. One of the students, said essentially in an interview that, well, we should take it down because Abraham Lincoln owned slaves. And it's just, you know, these kind of basic things. Of course, Abraham Lincoln did not own slaves, is known as the great emancipator. But, you know, these kind of basic things, you know, if you're going to take down a statue to a historical figure, at the very least know who the person was and why they put that statue there. It's a kind of that old saying of, you know, if there's a fence there, don't just tear it down before knowing why they put it in place. And I think that is the reason why it's so important to have a basic understanding of a history. I mean, that's really how we got to this point. The founding fathers designed our government, designed our institutions because they had an intricate knowledge of American history. They have an intricate knowledge of how republics had succeeded and failed in the past. And that was what they gave to us. And they gave us a whole lot of leeway to determine our own policies, our own way forward. And I think that's why it's so important to just take a little time. And yes, many people still do that and many people are informed, but we're seeing larger and larger segments of American society that are basically fumbling around in the dark without any kind of understanding of this nation's past.
You mentioned in your article only 24% could correctly identify one thing Benjamin Franklin was famous for, 37% believing he invented the light bulb. And by the way, pretty soon we're going to have the time change, you know, fall back, spring forward. It's my understanding Ben Franklin was one that was the key originator of that.
He was, and of course, the discovery of electricity being what he's most famous for. And again, these are kind of basic things. I mean, Benjamin Franklin was among the most famous Americans in the world, and I think is one of the most famous Americans in history. To not know really who he was or what he was, that's a serious failure of education, and that's a sad thing. We're losing touch, especially now when we have so many movements to destroy and erase elements of our history that's becoming so prevalent now. I mean, it's not just about, I mean, of course, many are attacking the ideas of the past, but they're attacking any memory of the past. And I think that's a disturbing thing because I think there's a yearning in this country for knowledge, for information, but it's being wiped out because of bad education, in many cases, miseducation and propaganda to turn Americans against their own past. Seeing these kind of numbers is a very sad thing, and it's something that I think we need to turn around for the sake of our country and for our future.
Well, I think you're so correct on that. By the way, 37% believe that he invented the light bulb. That's incredible. As far as Dwight Eisenhower, there were 12% of Americans taking this test. Again, this is a basic history test, the kind that you would take if you were becoming a U.S. citizen. 12% thought that Eisenhower led the troops in the Civil War, and 6% thought that he was a Vietnam War general. It's amazing.
And this is not deep history. This is history that has happened within the last half century. I mean, these are not things that happened 200 years ago or 400 years ago. This is fairly modern events. Many people may have parents who were alive when these things happened. You know, we see how quickly this slips away. I mean, really, you know, we want to preserve freedom in this country. We want to preserve what our institutions were about. I mean, we're the freest country and the most stable republic that has ever existed, in large part because, you know, we are such a civically strong country. I mean, that's really what we're about in this nation. When we lose grasp of this thing, it opens us up for tyranny, for terrible things, for mob rule, for the uneducated to simply not know what this nation was built on, what the foundations of liberty that have been such a blessing to us as a nation. This is not necessarily something that you have to go out and get a PhD and learn all the details of history, as you explain, but it's something to know that the very basic outlines of who we are and what we are. And I think that's something incredibly important, something that we are losing grasp of, and something that I think we need to take it on ourselves to educate other Americans more widespread so that they aren't deceived by demagogues and they aren't deceived by people who are lying to us about what liberty is in this country. So those are incredibly important concepts, the basis of our entire system, our entire way of life.
You know, the sad thing about this is that the younger people are the worst they do in this. So, for example, in your article, young people perform worst on the test. Out of all the test takers under the age of 45, only 19% passed. And again, we're talking about a basic U.S. citizenship test, which my wife, by the way, is from another country. She went through that process several years ago, and we looked at it, and it was all very basic. She's even helped me write books and things like that, so she knew all that stuff, you know, about the pilgrims and so forth. But again, 19% only of those under age 45 passed. So things are essentially getting worse as far as education in this country.
They are. This is why I am personally such a big proponent of changing dynamics in our schools. I mean, obviously a lot of this comes on parents and families, but a large part of, I think it has been our schools. I mean, we have essentially a public school monopoly in this country that yep. I think we do need to take a look at. I'm very much a big proponent of private school choice and creating programs so that there are options other than just your local public school. I think that in many ways they were initially created. The old common schools and the first public schools were created to create citizens of this country. That was the most, it was more important than what they got in math or science. To be citizens of the United States is why we have a system of education that's universal. That's failing young people in this country. And I think we need to take a hard look at that and think, you know, are these policies that have kept the system in place where only 19% of young people can pass a basic citizenship test where you only have to answer 60% of questions. That's a D. I mean, that's not even yeah. Passing with 100%. I think we really need to take a look at that system and say, you know, changes need to be made, and we can't just wait on this. They need to be made now, or the next generation will know even less than this one. So I think this is really is a crisis for our republic. It's a crisis in education. We are very quickly losing and now forgetting our history, and that's incredibly worrying.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody ought to read that book, 1984, by George Orwell, which is a novel, and he, you know, this is where you have the character Big Brother, but the bottom line is, who controls the past controls the future, and this is a very scary thing, because basically we've been cut off from our past in so much of the education. So essentially, it seems as if many of the schools today, the government school system, is more concerned about political correctness than they are facts, including the facts of history. And like you said earlier, you know, America is the only stable country in all these years, or has the most longest lasting stable government, is the better way, you know, that's the way you put it. And this is important. This didn't just happen. It was by design.
It was, and I think what you get a lot of times now, especially in high school level, I think you get a lot of, you get a lot of anti-American propaganda. A very left-wing historian named Howard Zinn has become very popular in schools, and it's taught as if it's very fact, and it's a very negative portrayal of American history, and a lot of it's, I think, outright distortions when you take a look at the text, and that's what a lot of young people are getting these days. They're not getting it, and essentially how Americans used to be taught. I mean, they used to learn about Christopher Columbus, they used to learn about the Pilgrims, they used to learn about the Founding Fathers and what the Constitution means. I think those things are quickly slipping away from us, and I think if we do lose them, we lose who we are. I mean, the American people are, we're both a people, and we have ideas at the heart of our civilization. These ideas are what makes us who we are. It makes us a bastion of liberty. I mean, people have come from all over the world, come for the United States for that kind of liberty, for these grand ideas. If we lose track of that, we're not just so blessed to think that, you know, things will just always just work out for us in the end, no matter what. I mean, in many ways, we have to go out ourselves. We have to educate ourselves. We have to be good, decent citizens, a virtuous republic. And it's very hard to do that when we're stumbling in the dark and know little to nothing about where we came from, what we are, and where we're going.
Mm-hmm. And it was a unique experiment, you know, the idea that the Creator gave us these rights, and therefore government must acknowledge these rights, and when they don't, you know, then that government basically is no longer legitimate. I mean, I'm kind of paraphrasing major parts of the Declaration of Independence and so forth, but it's a tragic thing, but we really have to change this. I agree with you, and I think the answer, like you say, it's got to be school choice. There is a hope, though, with the homeschool movement, but we're basically out of time, and that's another story for another day. Jared Stepman, again, writing for DailySignal.com, will put a link to this article, Americans Have Almost Entirely Forgotten Their History. Jared, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, great. Bye-bye.